Hey guys, welcome back to the episode, I don't know what number, and also a podcast where we don't have the name yet. What's good? It's Blake and Maddie.
Yo.
Madison identifies as gay, I think. You do, right?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah? Not? Okay. Not to label you. I just want to know.
No. Yeah. No, I don't know. That is how I would identify, I guess. But I also, maybe I just choose to not identify almost. Mm-hmm. I don't lead with, hey, I'm Madison and I'm gay. You know, it's like, you'll figure it out when you figure it out. Plus, I don't know, it leaves a little bit more wiggle room for,
if something happens.
Yeah.
I guess I'm asking because if you guys identify as gay, you call yourself gay or you call yourself bi, do you miss the other gender when you're dating a girl?
Right. So when you're dating a girl.
And you identify as bi, do you miss guys?
Got it.
Do you miss guys?
Well, I don't know. It's interesting to think about that because I have been with both genders. So it's not like I haven't been with one or the other, but
dated guys or sex wise?
Yeah, no. Well, sex wise, mm-hmm. but I haven't dated. Mm-hmm. So I find it sometimes that it's not that I miss the other gender. Sometimes though I have feelings of I never experienced that mm-hmm. in a way, I've been with guys, I've hooked up with guys, fucking whatever, but I've never really truly dated a guy or even gotten close to that. I don't really know why, but yeah, it's kind of been something that I've been thinking about as of late and just, I don't know, my own, personal journey, whatever, of maybe that is something that I do want to explore, even though I don't know that it'll be a end all be all mm-hmm. sort of thing, but I don't ever want to not,
Yeah. And I guess I'm asking because in some ways I kind of feel for bi girls in the sense that you are always going to miss the other gender when you're dating someone. currently I have been dating girls for about a year. And before that, I only dated men. I never had a desire to date women. So if you only have a desire to date one gender, then you probably don't miss the other one. But now that I'm a year into this, I'm kind of there are things I realize about women that I'm okay, guys are this way. And I kind of like that. For example, the emotional aspect mm-hmm. of dating women can mm-hmm. be great, right, guys? It can be great because you guys are both lovey-dovey and happy and cuddly and all that. And girls are very communicative. Men are not as much.
Yeah.
But that can also be a bad thing.
Oh, for sure.
Because girls on a high are...
It's like crack.
Yeah.
You're on top of the fucking world.
Yeah. When you're two girls and you're super high, happy... But when you're super low, and emotional, you're emotional during the process, a low is fucking low.
Yeah. Deep down low.
Yeah. And I've never experienced that with guys. We're not both crying. We're not both super moody. We're not both figuring out it's always just expected that the man is just going to take care of shit. As bad as that sounds, that's my view. That's how I grew up. I know you guys don't all think that, that it's 50-50. Some of you think it's 50-50 or whatever. But I'm more traditional in that way when I think about a man and a woman. But with girls, it's not like that. It's you're kind of in this boat of who's doing what at all times, right?
Why? I feel maybe a question that you might not be asking yourself is what is the need for, I don't know, that role sort of. Do you feel you have this idea of a role in one person and a role in yourself? Why is there no maybe wiggle room between those two?
I don't know. I just feel there's such a high bar for men, such a high expectation in every aspect of dating a man, financially, emotionally, physically, everything is just example. I expect men to want to have sex every single night. Mm-hmm. I don't expect women to want to have sex every night. If a guy you're dating, right guys, is not down to sleep with you, don't you think something's wrong with you? You start to think why doesn't this guy want to have sex with me? Because guys want to have sex all the fucking time, right? But if a girl doesn't want to have sex with you every night, you're not thinking what's wrong with me. You're thinking, oh, she's a girl. Girls don't have as high of a sex drive. And that's kind of a good and bad thing because I'm left unsure. Like, if I'm dating someone right now, right? Mm-hmm. And, like, if we don't have sex for, like, 3 days, I'm like, oh, that's normal. But if that was a guy, I would be like, what's wrong with you?
Oh, I think the total opposite.
What do you think?
I think what you think with guys, with girls. If girls don't want to have sex, I'm like, oh, my God, there's something wrong. Like, our relationship is coming to an end. Like,
really?
Yeah, big time. There's Why no...
do you think... But don't women... Aren't women known to have less of a sex drive?
I mean, yeah, but I don't think that's true.
You don't think that's true?
No.
Yeah, maybe I just believe that stereotype about women. Same with, like, the paying thing. Like, yeah. Missing, like, I miss it because it's not like I hate what's happening now, but like when you go out with a girl, like you're usually like splitting the bill. Like sometimes she'll pay, sometimes I'll pay. But like when I'm dating a guy, they're always paying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like on the first date, he's always paying. Mm-hmm. Where if you go on a date with a girl, that's not necessarily expected. And if I went on a date with a guy, if I went on a date with one of you men and you didn't pay on the first date, and I've said this you don't pay for the date, I'm never going on another date with you again. I'm just not.
Why?
Because it's become such a turnoff to me, like just how I've grown up to think about men. If a man is asking you on a date and doesn't pay for the date, I'm like, bro, I'm never going out with you again.
Okay. But noted.
But with girls, right?
Yeah.
Do you pay halfway? What do you do?
I don't know. It's always different for me. There's never been, and I never have like...
No expectation, right?
Yeah. I never go into it like thinking, okay, I'm going to do this or whatever. Like I just kind of let whatever happen because it feels weird to not do that.
Right. And like, that's kind of cool because then there's no expectation. So like if she pays, I'm like, okay, dope. I'm pleasantly surprised instead of expecting something and then disappointed.
Totally.
But I'm also more than happy to like split it or pay myself.
Yeah. No, I feel you.
I feel you. I guess I miss getting taken out to like bomb ass dinners.
Quit dating 21-year-olds.
Sure. So yeah, I miss that. Also just feeling like the taking care of physically component. Do you know what I mean by that?
No.
It's kind of like if you're laying in bed with a girl, right?
Yeah.
And you feel like an intruder is about to come into the house.
Oh, I get you.
Security, safety wise, gotcha. Like, is my girl going to get up and like murder this person?
Well,
or am I going to be the one to do it? Because again, the roles are ambiguous. We don't know who's going to go kill the murderer.
What does that have to do with roles? Why can't that just be like human to human decision?
Because dude, if you're laying in bed with a man, you just think, bitch, if you don't get up, are you a man?
But I know. Who cares?
I know.
If he doesn't get up, are you not going to get up?
No.
You have to fucking get up.
Of course I would. But the expectation, I would expect him to get up to kill the intruder while I take care of our children.
Oh God.
So the traditional in me, the half of you are going to fucking kill me. Jumping out. I know. Fully jumping out.
Okay. Well, I will sympathize in that's totally something that I think about. Like, of course there are times where I'm laying in bed and I'm like, damn, like, yeah, it would be so nice to know that somebody could just take care of this shit for me. But I've never, ever, like...
missed it.
No, I've never had maybe the luxury, quote unquote, of thinking that way. Mm-hmm. I always assume that I'm the one that's going to take care of shit. So, like, there's never an expectation for anything otherwise.
You are the person to always take care of shit. Like, you're that person in general.
Yeah.
So I think that when you date women, like, they see that about you, and like the roles are that role with like with you personally is just set. Do you guys think that how do I phrase this? Like, when you're dating, do you think of yourself as one side of your personality versus another based on the type of girl you're dating? So what I mean by that is if you're like a STEM femme, right? And I go on it. I know. I hate to do this, but I have to ask because I feel this way, right?
Pull out the gay encyclopedia.
If I go on a date with like a femme girl, I become more masculine on the date.
For sure.
If I'm going out with like a tomboy, I become more like, oh, dainty cute. And I'm like, am I doing that subconsciously because I'm dating someone that isn't like one category versus the other? And I think that, and then I'm trying to figure out which one I like more as myself. And I like them equally as much. Okay. Do you feel me on that?
Yeah, I do. But why, I don't know. I guess I'm thinking about like, why does it matter one person of the other, how that's going to make you feel? Do you know what I mean?
Because if I'm going out with a 21-year-old super femme girl,
yeah,
she's going to look up to me as like the 28-year-old girl that like will take care of her because I mean, I'm older. Yeah. I mean, some of it's age, right?
Sure.
I would feel uncomfortable. I do admit this. I would feel uncomfortable going out with one of you femme girls that's older than me. Because I feel like if I'm going to date a femme, she has to be younger than me. Because I feel like I have to take care of her in that sense. Maddie's laughing at me. She's like,
you're literally
am I a
35-year-old man. Like, I'm confused. That just screamed loud from the rooftops. Hi, my name's Blake, and I'm a 35-year-old man.
Dude, I don't know why that is. Like I saw a girl today on the app and on one of these dating apps, and like, she was like really hot, but she was like super femme. And also, I'm not normally down for femme girls. I'm not. But like, there's a certain type that I am down for. Like dark hair, like really natural, young. Yeah. Like, I hate to say it. But like, when it is a femme, I'm like, that's the vibe, right?
Okay.
But when they're older than me, I just feel a sense of like, you are going to look at me like I'm a little bitch, because I'm younger and like, I'm not like Beyonce. Like, am I crazy?
I mean, I think you're just making a whole lot of assumptions that are like really unnecessary.
Maybe I'm a control freak and like to categorize everything in my life.
Definitely.
Because I am.
Yeah.
In case you guys haven't picked up on that. So I guess I miss the defined roles of a hetero relationship.
Yeah.
And in other ways, I like that there's no expectation of girl on girl.
Yeah.
Even though I'm still making them up in my head as we do this podcast, I'm still making up roles within like femme STEM versus with femmes that are femme on femme.
You
and like,
always will be. You will be for forever. Everybody is. So like, it's not, you know, anything abnormal by any means.
Yeah. So, yeah, I have no idea. I think I just blacked out while I was speaking. I don't know what I just said. Hopefully it made
sense. Time for another shot.
Yeah, hopefully it made sense to you guys. nonetheless, I'm still swiping on girls today. Still not missing guys enough that much, you know? All right. See you guys for the next one.
See ya.
All right, peace.